For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. With a new budget in hand, Michigan school districts now have the numbers they need to start planning for the fall. Last week, Governor Rick Snyder signed a nearly $17 billion K-12 spending plan. The Lansing and Detroit public schools are among 10 so-called partnership districts, which are legally obligated to ensure all of their students are reading at grade level. I spoke with Alice Yin, a reporter who covers the Michigan legislature for the Associated Press. She spoke of the consequences districts like Lansing could face if they fail to meet state performance standards on time.
They clearly outlined for the first time accountability measures that would happen if they don't meet their improvements by the designated 18 to 36 month benchmarks. If these schools don't shape up by then, they could face at least 25% of their staff being replaced. And if they don't shape up by 3 years, they could either be reconstituted, which is being overtaken by the state again, or they can be shut down.
So there is specific language in this budget that addresses that accountability.
Yeah.
Do these districts have cause for alarm, or is this something that's been brewing for a long time and they've seen this coming?
The thing about these partnership districts is they were kind of introduced by the superintendent last spring just to save these districts from being closed, because Governor Snyder at the time was considering closing 38 of these schools, many of which were in the Detroit area. And the late superintendent Brian Whiston kind of bailed these schools out by adding this agreement as sort of an interim solution to stave off their closures for a bit. But this was never... It never was like officially written into the education statute of Michigan. And what's interesting is actually the previous Democratic governor, Jennifer Granholm, enacted a law that actually puts in school accountability by saying that the bottom 5% of schools, if they don't improve in 3 years, they're subject to closures. And that was kind of the law that Michigan was operating under for its public and charter schools. So this was kind of a last resort measure that never ended up being officially enacted into law. And Governor Snyder actually tried afterwards to write this into the school accountability law, but he kind of got pushback from both sides of the legislature, because Republicans thought that that was kind of a half measure, not good enough, and they wanted full-on accountability. And Democrats were not okay with the accountability measures and the threat of how these schools could still end up getting closed. So fast forward a year, and we end up here where, sort of in the last weeks of the budget negotiation process, Republicans added this in along with all the other changes in the education budget, and it kind of came to this, and it got passed with a lot of objection from the Democrats.
Shoehorned in at the last minute, just about.
Mm-hmm.
The legislature is touting the per pupil funding increase as the biggest in about 15 years. Depending upon the size of the district, it's anywhere from $120 to $240 more per student. There are groups, though, like the MEA, the Michigan Education Association, that say, well, even this spending hike does not make up for the cuts that were imposed about 6 years ago, back in 2012. Only now districts are becoming financially solvent again with this budget. I'm just wondering if you've had the opportunity to talk with any lawmakers, Republican lawmakers, about their point of view when confronted with that information that, well, this isn't really the big spending hike that you're purporting it to be.
Definitely the Democratic lawmakers, they mentioned that in Snyder's first budget, he actually cut per pupil spending for $70 per student. And the MEA and Democrats have mentioned other independent studies that have found that the best districts that have improved in the past decade or so had the highest per pupil spending, where it ranged in the higher echelons of that range. But it seems that Republicans largely are not that apt to have huge increases, because they're still kind of operating on a pro-school choice, accountability-driven motto.
Fair to say that with this new budget, many parents across the state will be very concerned about staving off closure.
Yes, definitely. I think this is pretty consequential to the lowest performing schools in Michigan. A lot of challenges out of their control in terms of tackling the day-to-day life of these schools and the lack of resources. And now with this new provision where they could be laid off if these schools don't end up shaping up, a lot of teachers are saying sometimes the hardest working teachers do a good job, show up every day for disadvantaged students, but they don't necessarily score the best, and now they're liable to be laid off. So definitely is kind of another bleak time for Michigan teachers.
Alice Yin is a reporter with the Associated Press in Lansing, and she covers the state legislature. Alice, thanks for having some time for us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.